In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord of his church. This is true for us on Easter morning when the pews are filled and when the joyful songs of Alleluia fill the air. Christ is Lord of his church when the church's bank account is healthy and the treasurer's report to the church council is positive. Christ is Lord of his church when new members join, when excitement for future ministry is high. But Jesus Christ is Lord of his church not only in these good times. For Christ reigns upon the throne of heaven, regardless of what happens here on earth. Christ is Lord of his church when we sin and mess up, when evil befalls us, and when unexpected changes overwhelm us. Christ is Lord of his church, regardless of how many people are here in the pew, regardless of what the church's bank account balance might be, regardless of how our membership roster looks, even regardless of whose voice is in the pulpit, Christ is Lord of his church. Today's gospel text is another section from John chapter 16, when our Lord is preparing his disciples on that first Holy Thursday for that moment when they will feel and indeed truly be alone, abandoned, and without hope. When the disciples' expectations about the future is shattered, Christ instructs his disciples that he will still be in control, for he goes to the Father. He reigns upon the throne. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can happen in this world to undermine this truth. Your health may fail. Your finances may fall apart. A loved one may be taken away from you. This congregation could fall on hard times and even fold. But Christ is Lord, and his church will not fail. This truth is sure because of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For our Lord's resurrection, his death and resurrection, rather, are the singular event at the center of human history. And so it is fitting that we have a convention of numbering our years and our calendar based upon the life of Christ. For at the center of human history, indeed at the center of the church's history, is Christ's death and resurrection. Because in this event, we are made his own. And so as our Lord Jesus Christ prepares for his death, as he prepares to go away to the Father, he speaks to his disciples about how this going away in death will be for their good. Our Lord says to his disciples at the beginning of today's gospel text, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Our Lord could not be more clear with these words. It is the death of our Lord Jesus Christ that enables him to send his Spirit to his church. Thus the Apostle John records for us in John 19, verse 30, that when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The church is born from the pierced side of Christ as our Lord gives his spirit from upon the cross. And this requires faith for us to see the good in the cross. Here we are in the middle of the Easter season. Just 3 weeks from now, we will celebrate the joyful feast of Pentecost. And yet, if we're being honest, our lives tend to look a lot more like the cross than they do the joyful season of Easter and Pentecost. Evil so often befalls us. Unexpected changes overwhelm us. In the midst of such evil, in the midst of such chaos and upheaval, Christ has given us his Spirit, the Helper, or literally in the Greek, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside of us, who keeps us in the faith, and who preserves his church. And so let us be clear. Christ is not in the business of preserving institutions. Christ is in the business of preserving the truth, so that we may live, that we may abide in his truth forever. Insofar as the institutions of this world, such as our church, are faithful to Christ, he will use them, he will use us. But your eternal hope does not rest upon the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. Nor does your eternal hope rest upon Pastor Akers, thanks be to God. The church is preserved by Jesus Christ alone. And Christ has given to his church his Holy Spirit. And so, dear friends in Christ, let us not neglect the Word of God. For the Word is at the very center of who we are as Christians. For it is by the Word alone that the Spirit of Christ works in his church to keep us in the faith. And it is important for us that we distinguish between the Word of Christ and the medium by which that word is given to us. Your favorite Bible translation is probably great, but it is just as fallible as the men who translated it. Your experience of God's word in the liturgy, as precious as it is not the fullness of God's word. Your pastor who preaches God's word to you is but a man who, according to James chapter 4, is a mist or vapor that is here for a time and then vanishes away. Your church, which you love, will not remain forever. Your faith, your confidence in eternal life, does not depend upon these things. To be sure, these are all gifts, our Bible translations, our liturgy, your pastor, the church. These are gifts of God, and we should treasure them, just as St. James says in today's epistle. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Dear friends in Christ, the fact of the matter is that the things of this world will fail. Of that we can be sure. The scripture teaches us that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. It is by this word that the Holy Spirit works. And this is our confidence. We don't place our confidence in men. We don't place our confidence in human institutions. Our confidence is in the Holy Spirit who works through Christ's word. And so, dear friends, in light of this, let us be men and women who listen. Let us not merely listen to be entertained. Let us not even listen merely to be educated. Let us truly listen. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. It is God's word of truth alone, which is able to save your souls. It is the Holy Spirit alone who teaches us to live according to his word. It is the Holy Spirit working through the word who gives us the gift of joy, no matter what we experience in this life. Now, as we said last week, Christ's resurrection makes us out of sync with this world. His resurrection and his Spirit, whom he has sent to us, teaches us to praise the Lord at all times. And so in this same vein, the Psalms for today teach us this same sort of thing by inviting the church not just to praise the Lord, but to sing to the Lord a new song. Music has this unique place in human existence. Music has this unique ability to penetrate our hearts and minds in a way that mere words cannot. This, of course, has been used for good and for ill across human history. If we listen to garbage music, then it will corrupt our minds. If we listen to good and beautiful and godly music, then it will inform the way that we think and live. So it is that the church rightly uses music and especially singing to teach us the truth of Scripture. That through this means of music, the truth of God's word may penetrate our hearts and minds more deeply. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Alleluia. For he hath done marvelous things. Alleluia. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what the Lord has done for my soul. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord of his church. Nothing on earth can change this. Nothing in heaven can change this glorious truth. May we learn to trust this truth by virtue of Christ's Spirit who is among us. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.